here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk at the BASF booth. I am with Dr. Dan Westberg once again. Dr. Dan, we've interviewed multiple times over the last several years. He is Technical Market Manager with BASF. And we're going to talk a little bit about this past growing season, which, was something everybody's talking about. And really the approach to weed control here going forward, especially. And I understand that BASF has a new website, the Advanced Weed Control website. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have a brand new website, advancedweedcontrol.basf.us. That's advancedweedcontrol.basf.us. And this is a comprehensive new online resource available to growers to help them develop their weed control programs. It has expert advice and information, including videos from various weed scientists talking about how to develop a comprehensive weed management plan. We also have profiles of our products, our BASF herbicide solutions that are available to growers. With maps and a series of simple clicks, growers can drill down very easily to see what's available on a local basis for their crop, their weeds, and specifics about our products that are available, whether pre-emergence or post-emergence.
Well, you know, every year weed control gets trickier, especially with the resistant weeds we've got coming up. So they can develop a weed control program that's just tailored just for them.
Yes, Advanced Weed Control from BASF is a portfolio of proven herbicides with the most sites of action available in the industry. And these flexible, effective herbicides can be combined and customized into a comprehensive weed management plan that a grower can implement on his farm to keep his fields clean and maximize their yield potential.
Did you see any weed control surprises for farmers during 2012?
Well, obviously, with the drought that we had this last year, you know, getting effective pre-emergence control was very difficult, getting those pre's activated. The other thing that was of real note was the discovery of Palmer amaranth in Ohio and Indiana and also in Michigan that apparently has been introduced into those areas via cottonseed hulls that went into the dairy industry, and then they spread the manure. So I've heard that up to 50 fields now in northern Indiana are infested with Palmer amaranth. And so it's really critical that growers throughout the Midwest develop comprehensive weed management systems that encompass multiple sites of action, using a residual herbicide so they have a strong foundation of weed control up front, and also developing a long-term plan throughout the year. But really, starting clean is critical, and using that residual herbicide is a way to get there.
Well, by that example, you're pointing out how things can change from year to year, and so they really need to, I mean, it's good to establish a plan for this year, but it might change next year, right? And so what should growers be doing in 2013 for weed control?
Well, if you have a diverse weed management system, it's going to deal with most situations that will arise. So having a strong pre-emergence residual program down and then following up with tailored effective post-emergence herbicides is really critical. And then adjusting on the fly, if you notice there's some weeds escaping, make sure that you're addressing those problems very quickly.
We talked about Ingenia. What's the status right now with that new herbicide registration from BASF?
Okay, that was Ingenia herbicide is our new technologically advanced formulation of dicamba, and that has been submitted for registration earlier this year, and we expect it to be registered in time for the launch of dicamba-tolerant soybeans in 2014.
Well, that's just around the corner at this point. Now, when you were testing Ingenia, did you do field research this past season with Ingenia, and what kind of results did you see there?
We've done field research actually the last 2 to 3 years with Ingenia, looking at various things, the systems that it will be used in, putting a strong pre down, such as Verdict herbicide or Optil Pro herbicide in soybeans, and then following up with Ingenia, all those types of systems. We've looked at ways to ensure that the application stays on target, and we've also developed an on-target application academy. We launched that this last year. That will grow significantly this next year, and it's an educational program for growers and retailers, anybody involved in the application of herbicides, to educate them on the correct selection of nozzles, pressure, carrier volume, all those attributes that growers and applicators need to keep in mind when they're making an application to ensure that that application hits the target. I mean, keep in mind, remember, we're applying that herbicide to make sure that we have weed control, so we want to make sure it stays on target.
Well, and that also is a concern with drift and volatility, so you're helping the growers with that on the on-target economy as well?
Yes, we are, and particularly dealing with drift. Volatility has been essentially mitigated or eliminated with Ingenia herbicide, so making sure that we do the right things when we apply the herbicide to ensure that it stays on target, that's the focus of the on-target application academy.
Now, those are held in different areas, right? And you usually have a list of those. I know we had, do you know how many you had this past year? Because there was a lot of them.
There were a lot of them this last year. I don't have the exact number on hand, but I think there were well over 20 or more of those, and that's going to ramp up significantly for this next year. They'll be available not only, as I said, for retailers, but also for grower applicators. Because if you look, depending upon the area of the country, you know, roughly 50 to 60% of the applications, maybe more, are actually made by growers.
And I know we'll find out more about that, too, at NAAA and at the upcoming event at Commodity Classic next year. So that we'll have those dates set. All right, Dr. Dan, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just that BSF has launched a new website called advancedweedcontrol.bsf.us, and it's a great tool for growers to go and look at the information that's available and develop a comprehensive weed management plan for their farm.
All righty then. Well, we will make sure we pass that word along here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk at the BASF booth with Dr. Dan Westberg. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.